U.S. officials saying he had a hand in everything from finances to operational planning. Jerry Bodlander at the White House.
Two women are facing disorderly conduct charges after the Secret Service says one of them chained herself to a White House fence and her mother poured black liquid on her as part of a protest. It was meant to show opposition to Peru's sale of land to oil companies as Peruvian President Alan Garcia met with President Obama. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Hi, this is Pastor Billy Crone with Get a Life Ministries, and we're here today to talk about RFID. And here in a moment, hopefully, Dr. Monteith will be joining us as we talk about this amazing topic that the Bible talks about in Revelation chapter 13. Is the text that we're concerned about, because this technology that people don't really even realize is out there is not only prevalent throughout our society, but it's all over the world. And that's what this technology does, folks. It actually gives us the ability to see the fulfillment of the mark of the beast. And Revelation 13 is the text there, and it says, I saw another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all authority of the first beast on his behalf, and he made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. And because of these signs, he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, the Antichrist. He deceived the inhabitants of the earth, okay? And here's what he did. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that it could speak and caused all who refused to worship the image to be killed. I'll take a little detour on that, even though that's not what today's topic is about. But I was just speaking with somebody the other day on the phone and talking about the new technology for the first time in mankind's history with holograms. And we saw that with the elections, the presidential elections that on CNN, some of the big networks, that they actually did a three-dimensional, complete color hologram from a distance of a person, complete live interview. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. And but now it's getting commonplace throughout. They're even using some of this. The article in question was even in churches where they would beam in a pastor, a three-dimensional life, the whole nine yards, a complete holographic 3D image. The concern there is not that, you know, the technology itself is inherently evil, I would say, per se. But what happens is you're seeing the technology for the first time in 2,000 years that an image of somebody could be used and that it could speak, okay, and could give it the order that unless you bow down and worship me, you will be killed. We see that technology, folks, for the first time in mankind's history. But again, let's continue on. It says he not only did that, and we see the technology for that right now, but it says he also forced everyone, okay, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the number of the beast or the number of his name. And so what we've been seeing, folks, is that the Bible says that in the last days, prior to the return of Jesus Christ, that a false prophet would arise, okay, and deceive the whole world into not just worshiping the Antichrist, okay, but he would cause everybody, force them to receive some sort of mark into their bodies, specifically in the right hand or their forehead, as a sign of their devotion. Okay, but not just the devotion, okay, but literally to control whether or not they could buy or sell something. Now, again, the question we've been seeing is like, well, wait a second, could this really, really happen? I mean, come on. I mean, could one guy, because that's what the text implies, could one guy control all over the whole world, not a section, but all over the whole world, whether or not people get to buy or sell something? Yes, folks, and what's important is you need to understand that's what this technology, RFID, allows to take place for the first time in mankind's history. As we saw before, RFID simply stands for, it's an acronym, that stands for Radio Frequency Identification. And it's a tiny electronic tracking device that stores and receives information, including financial information, and can be embedded in just about anything, including people. Okay? Now, you tie that together with a global economy, a global distribution system, a global communication system, and a global internet. Again, for the first time in mankind's history, do we have all that technology? Okay, this is what makes these times different. Okay? It gives the ability for one person to literally control and monitor what the whole world can buy and sell. And folks, I know it sounds absolutely crazy, but it's not just right here, right now. Okay, it's what this technology, RFID, allows to take place. You see, again, you could have a global economy, and you still can't pull off the mark of the beast. You could have a global distribution of what you can buy and sell, and you still can't pull off the mark of the beast. You could have a global communication system. You could have a global internet to tie it all together, if you will. But you need something to permanently identify each individual item that you buy and sell, and again, that's what this technology does. You put it all together, folks, and you've got the rise of the mark of the beast in our days. We've already seen what this technology can do, okay, and again, it's just for review, it's a tiny little microchip, some of which were only the half the size of a grain of sand, or they've actually figured out how to print this technology, this microchip, and so they can embed it on a label. Something as small as the dot of a letter I could actually be a tiny microchip tracking, storing information about that particular product, including financial information and who purchased it as well, okay? And they can be embedded on or in just about anything, from pets to people to products. Literally everything on the planet, as we saw before, is their stated goal, okay? And again, on the study, folks, we show you the actual video clips from these corporations. That's exactly what they plan on doing, okay? And here's what's scary, folks. Some of these broadcasts can even be picked up by satellites, okay, which means it's impossible to hide from this technology once it gets fully loose, okay? And then again, we saw what the corporations are going to do. This isn't some make-believe dream, folks. This isn't some wacko conspiracy theory. This is exactly what these corporations are planning on doing right now, and we expose their patents. I mean, how do you deny that? It's in your actual patents what you want to do with this technology. And we saw the first area that they were releasing this is in the retail industry. Okay, which makes sense because, again, what's the context there in Revelation 13? The Antichrist is going to control what people, what, buy and sell. Well, that fits the retail industry, right? Consumer products, that's what you buy and sell, right? And so it's no surprise that that's where it gets released first. And what we saw there in the retail industry is they really do have plans, folks, and they're already being put into place, okay? And they're already in place in several places throughout the world to monitor and track every single retail item. I mean everything, from a can of food to a television set, every single retail item is going to be tracked with this technology. But what we saw was that's just the beginning, folks. They want to use this technology on every single product on the planet to mine us of our personal data, to monitor us of our personal shopping habits, and make trend predictions based on our behavior. Okay? They want to figure everything out about us. How long do we stand in the store aisle? How long did we pick up a product, and did we put it in the shopping cart, or did we put it back on the shelf? If we put it back on the shelf, why did we put it back on the shelf? And the whole thing is to better market us to get more of our cash, okay? And
hold,
it wants to not just go in the store, but all the way into the trash.
Just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L Construction at hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Billy Crone, and we're talking about RFID identification. And let me simply point out that if you get this DVD series, you're going to actually see all this footage that is put out by the manufacturers. It's all there. They lay it right out. It's there. It's their commentary, not what Pastor Crone says. It's what they say about what they intend to do with this technology. Now, admittedly, from their point of view, it's all about making money. But you have to understand that we live in a spiritual world, and there are powerful spiritual forces that motivate and captivate the minds of men. And many times they certainly are doing the bidding of other forces that they don't even really understand. Sometimes you and I are guided, I believe, by the force of God and the direction of God. And other times I think that these people of great wealth are guided by their God, of course, who is the coming from the dark side. But this is the most amazing, certainly, DVD series, because you see their footage, whereas they tell you exactly what they intend to do with the RFID technology. Pastor, you go right ahead.
Well, you know, Dr. Monteith, today I wanted to cover the second area that they are introducing this technology. And as we saw last time, it wasn't just the retail industry that they literally have plans, folks. And again, Dr. Monteith is absolutely correct, and that's why it's important for the study to check it out for yourself. These are not just hack job YouTube videos spliced together and stuff. That this is all former or formal media clips, promotional clips from these corporations about how wonderful this technology is. And what happens is you get to see from their own mouths, folks, and their own interviews and their own promotional videos that this is really what they want to do. They want to track every single item on the planet, okay, from pets to products to people, the whole nine yards. And that's what we saw last time with the retail industry, is they're using it, though, not just to track them, but they're using that to make trend predictions on our behavior, not just in the store. Are they using this to monitor you, to market you, to figure out why you bought a particular product or how long you looked at one? Did it result in a purchase? Did it not? If it didn't, why not? Do they need to adjust their packaging? You know, it's all based on, you know, how to get more of your cash. But it's not just in the store, folks. We saw last time, it's actually they want to get this stuff into your home so that they can send that data about that product back to the marketing so they can see what you do with it in your home, when it makes it to your home, in case they missed it at the store, but also what you're doing with it when at your home, even all the way to the trash. They have plans to even put it in your trash can, so they have the complete life cycle of product so that they can market us better to get more of our cash. And you're absolutely right, Dr. Monteith. The carrot, if you will, to get these corporations to go along with this system is greed. Okay, and again, I'll make the disclaimer. I'm not saying that all these corporations are knowingly working for the Antichrist. But what we do know is this system is being built. I would say greed is definitely the motive, okay? Certainly not personal freedom, privacy rights, okay? And but the Antichrist, at some point, when this gets completely in place, folks, he's going to hijack this system and take it over, literally, to control what people can buy and sell. Now, that was the retail industry where it's being implemented greatly, and which makes sense because the context of the Antichrist there that the Bible talked about 2,000 years ago was the ability to buy and sell. So what do you buy and sell? Retail products, okay? The second area, which again makes total sense why they're pushing this, is in the food industry. Not just the retail industry, but the food industry. Okay, remember the context is buy and sell. And so what do we buy and sell? Not just retail products, okay, we buy and sell food, okay? Which is much more important because you can buy a TV, but you can't eat it. Okay, you need food, okay, but that's something you buy and sell. And again, that's where they have plans with this technology. They want to monitor and control, folks, not just every single, and I mean billions of items, every single product, retail product in the world. They're going to do it, and they're already doing it with the food in the world, okay? And they want to use this RFID technology to track in real time the entire global food chain. Okay, and the phrase that the buzzword that they have been using for quite some time is called from the farm to the fork. Okay, from all the way to the farm, whether it be an animal product, whether it be a plant product, it doesn't matter. It's a food product. Okay, they want to be able to track this product all the way from the farm and all the way to the fork to your house. Okay, I kid you not. And again, just like the retail industry. You're thinking, hey, there's no way that we're going to go along with this. Well, I'm telling you, folks, they're using on us, the consumer end, they're using the plan of convenience. For the corporations, I would say clearly it is greed. For you and I, the way that they get you and I to go along with this, it's convenience, okay? And the first justification, they say, why do we have to track every single, not just retail item, but every single food item? And I mean everyone, folks, even down to a piece of fruit. Okay, they want to track every single food item on the planet. Why do we need to bend over and allow them to usher that into our society and give up our personal freedom, even our food? They say because it is going to be so convenient. And believe it or not, they say, folks, oh, if you allow us to do this, Mr. Consumer, you will always have fresh food. Really? Folks, I don't think, even though that's their justification, do the research yourself. I'm sorry, customer satisfaction with fresh food is not the only motive for having RFID on every single food product on the planet. They readily admit, folks, and if you're involved in a business, okay, you know that if an item is not on the shelf when the customer arrives, then what happens? You miss out on the sale, right? You miss out on making a profit. Therefore, think about it, folks. RFID tags on food products enable the businesses to make sure that the products are always there at all times. So what? So it maximizes their product, okay? It's not about just fresh food for us. It's about getting constant sales from us, okay? But I'm telling you, folks, fast product stocking, okay, to make sure it's always there. That's not the only way they're going to use this technology to get a steady cash flow from us, okay? And just in case there's a glitch in the system, this RFID technology comes to the rescue, okay? Believe it or not, folks, these tags are very sophisticated, okay? They can even sniff the food, okay, to ensure its freshness, okay? As we saw before with some of the descriptions of this technology, these tags, folks, have the ability to also indicate whether or not a food is starting to spoil or just is flat out bad. And that's because the tiny microchip in them can not only store and receive information, okay, as we saw before, but it receives all kinds of information, not just financial information or data information about a product or location, etc. But it could store information and monitor information about a particular product, including its temperature, the humidity in its environment, shock, you know, if it got bruised and things of that nature, or damaged, okay? And they could literally use this on food products, folks, okay, to sniff out, okay, and detect spoilage during shipping. Things like fresh produce, or meat, or fish, or baked goods, et cetera, and the companies say that this sniffing ability, okay, is highly needed, okay, because perishable food products account for half of all retail sales in the U.S. alone, okay, and that 10% of these goes to waste before you and I can purchase them. All right, now stop and think about that. So does that really totally just benefit you and I? Is there no hidden motive there, folks, to have this ability? No, no, no. It's the same thing, folks. If the food goes bad, it might make it to the shelf, but if it's bad fruit or spoiled meat, again, what's the ramification for the corporations? They lose out on our money. We're not going to buy it, right? So give me a break, folks. This whole idea that we've got to allow this on all of our food products just to keep our food fresh, it's a bunch of baloney, okay? It's, again, they're missing out on sales. Okay, but listen to this, folks. What's really important to understand about this tracking and sniffing ability of this RFID technology on food products, okay, is it's scary when you stop to think about where it could lead to. Okay, now stop and think about it. Imagine if a particular food product was said by the government, okay, to be unhealthy for our consumption, right? And with all these new tracking and sniffing abilities, by these RFID tags, our food consumption could readily and completely be monitored by an outside source, right? And listen, folks, for the first time in history, we are being conditioned right now for an outside source to tell us what we can or cannot eat or drink or should not drink, okay? First time in mankind's history. And you think, well, wait a second, there you go again, you're acting like some sort of wacky conspiracy guy. People are not really going to mandate and control whatever we eat or drink or, as Revelation says, buy or sell. Well, excuse me, folks. Hey, NCR Corporation already has plans for it. Here's one of their promotional pieces. It says this, quote, if food or clothing were tagged with RFID that can provide ingredients and materials composing the item, shoppers could be warned about items to which they or a family member was allergic to when those items were placed in their shopping carts or baskets equipped with RFID readers. A smart system could then suggest alternatives that did not contain the problematic component and tell the shopper where to find them. And you might think, well, hey, that's not too bad. I mean, being told whether or not if I accidentally put a food item in my shopping cart that would trigger an allergy in my family and suggest an alternative, that's not bad. That is kind of convenient. Well, first of all, folks, stop and think about it. How are they going to know what you and your family have an allergy of in the first place? Unless, of course, they already, and they do, folks, we've talked about this before, already have a database on everything that we buy and purchase and sell, which is also connected to other
databases. They have a database on people all across America. They're collecting these databases. There are all sorts of databases, but they all begin to feed in together. They're collecting a database on you, ladies and gentlemen. They do collect databases on individuals, but well, you're not supposed to know about it. Go right ahead.
Well, and that's just it. And this is what's so important, Dr. Monteith. You know, a lot of people, especially recently, it seems that the scoffers have really arisen on the planet, even in churches, too, as crazy as that is, who should know better. But you start talking about Bible prophecy, and people say, oh, come on, I'm so sick and tired of hearing that. You guys have all been saying this for how many years, blah, 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 nothing ever changes, blah, 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 which actually is prophesied in the book of 2 Peter that people would say exactly that, by the way, if you would read the Bible. But anyway, is this is what's different, folks. For the first time in mankind's history, we not just have a global economy and a global distribution system and a global communication system and a global internet. You could, I mean, that's wild in itself. For the first time in mankind's history, that's what makes this unique, okay, and different. But this technology, again, as you said in the opening, this technology, RFID, ties it all together. Because you can have a global economy, a global distribution system, communication system, but you can tie all the people together, all the financial together, all the databases of information about people together, but you need something to tie to every single product that people would buy and sell, including food. Well, folks, again, that's what this technology does. Okay, and again, you might think, well, so what? Maybe I would like that. Maybe I would like that in case I goof up, make a mistake, My family's allergic to peanut butter, or at least my kid. I don't care if they know if my kid's allergic to peanut butter. I would like that if it would, send off an alarm and say, hey, don't put that peanut butter. You need to get this over here instead. That's really kind of convenient. Well, folks, again, that's their angle of trying to get you and I to go along with this, okay? You're opening up Pandora's box. The problem is, folks, it could switch one day from being voluntary and a convenience to mandatory. Okay, we are already starting to see that, folks, how we are being prepped for some outside governmental authority to dictate to you and I what we can eat. And again, this is what's so historically amazing, Dr. Monteith, is, in mankind's history, when is somebody, not just in an area, but when is somebody on a global scale going to dictate what people can eat? It's amazing. This is Revelation 13 all over. And folks, it's already happened. We're being conditioned for this, okay? And this started back with a product labeling, back a couple decades ago. And that, believe it or not, for some of you listening, there was a time when that didn't happen as far as the nutritional value. And I'm not saying we shouldn't be concerned about nutrition or taking care of your body or whatever. But what I'm saying is this has become a platform to get us to be concerned about health, which I'm not against. Please be responsible. Okay, but I'm telling you that whole system is to get us concerned about health, in my opinion, so that they could create a crisis, a health crisis, so that then we would cry out for some outside governmental authority to begin to dictate what we can do and cannot do with our health, including what we can eat. Okay, and for instance, here in New York, there's been talk about actually having a fat tax on drinks, or it's some terms called the obesity tax. And that in order to raise money, because the economy is going so bad, that they want to put a tax on diet versus non-diet products. And if you buy a non-diet product that's high in sugar, you're going to be taxed for that. And people are like, hey, no problem. I want a governmental authority to tell me what I can eat, whether it's good for me or not. In New York also, there's been talk of banning trans fatty foods in restaurants. Okay? And one guy had said this. He says people who go to restaurants are not happy. He says, quote, I expect this opens the door to caffeine, sugar, salt, alcohol, whole milk, or any other ingredients that these lunatics want to attack. And he's absolutely right. And that's the problem, folks. You see, once you open the door to get used to have some governmental authority to put a tax on food, and you're penalized for choosing one particular food item or another, okay, it opens up Pandora's box, and it's going to switch one day from going from voluntary to mandatory. It's a step-by-step process, folks. You create a crisis, you manage the outcome. They've got us concerned about health, which, again, I'm not against, but it's being used against us to create a crisis so they can take over our health.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Billy Crone right here at the American Freedom Network.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L Construction at hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver says, please practice safe driving at all times. It could save your life or someone you know. Don't be responsible for an accident, no matter how small. That's from Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service committed to education and conservation, call today at 758-7575. That's Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy Memorial Day.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Billy Crone from the Niagara Frontier Baptist Bible Church, Niagara Frontier Bible Church. And before we go on, Pastor Crone, would you like to get out your email information, your website, so people get in touch with you if they'd like to?
Yeah, sure. You can check us out at our main website at www.getalifemedia.com. That's GETALIFEMEDIA.com, getalifemedia.com. Or you can just search for my name on the Internet, and Billy Crone, and that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, fine. We carry a number of Pastor Billy's DVD sets. We think they're excellent. A wonderful source of great information, and of course, we have a book that goes along with his his 10 DVD set on the Final Countdown, the prophecies. But today we're talking about RFID technology. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all around you. They know exactly what they're doing. They want to sell your products. But behind everything going on in the world today are powerful spirits or forces that very, very few people recognize. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, here comes the problem, Dr. Monteith, with giving these people the ability to control not just the retail items, but the food items on the planet, which basically covers, if you think about it, pretty much everything that you buy and sell, which is exactly what Revelation 13 says. But once you start getting used to an outside authority beginning to dictate what you can buy and sell, including food, okay, for whatever reason, whether they want to deem it healthy, unhealthy, whatever, once you open that door, you're in a heap of trouble. One person already observed the logical outcome of this. They said this: imagine what would happen, folks, if health insurers, public health officials, and even employers could also peer over your shoulder at your food choices and then set their own restrictions on what food products you could or couldn't buy. This is already happening. Police departments have fired officers for smoking cigarettes in their off-duty hours, claiming that smoking raises health insurance costs for others. Employees in King County, Washington, that's outside this, it's in the Seattle area, will be charged an extra $1,000 in annual health care fees if they don't participate in a health incentives program. See, now it's no longer voluntary. You're going to get penalized for it. That health incentive program that is the one that monitors their lifestyle choices, okay, in other words, you eat. And it says, well, why wouldn't these same tactics one day be deployed at the supermarket? The grocery cart that watches your spy chip foods, remember the one says, well, it'll warn you if you've put a product in there that you're allergic to. It says, listen to this. That means you open that door, the grocery cart that watches your spy chip food choices would make it possible for, listen, because it's all connected in the database, it'd make it possible for employers and health insurance companies to impose similar conditions on people's grocery store purchases. You see, you're supposed to be a part of this health incentive program, and you're trying to avoid that $1,000 fine, right? But you know what? You want to get that bag of Twinkies. You know what I'm saying? I'm just sick and tired of eating health food. I want a bag of Twinkies, right? And you think, and of course, I'm using this as a humorous example, but it's not humorous, folks. You try to put that in your cart, okay, and then you resist the alarm that goes off saying you can't eat this, this is not part of your health plan, okay, it's going to send the information back to your employer, and when you get back to the job site the next day, you're going to get written up. You're going to get fined. They're going to know everything about you. That's what this technology does, folks. It's, there's nothing convenient about it. It's horrible. And they said, well, why stop at tobacco? Cops could lose their jobs for buying red meat or beer. Giving computers the power to prevent shoppers from buying certain products sounds like a Big Brother increment just waiting to happen. And, folks, it's already happening. And remember, what's amazing is what's the context of Revelation 13 that we were warned about nearly 2,000 years ago. One guy is going to rise on the scene, and he's going to dictate what people can buy and sell all over the planet. Folks, it's happening right now. Now, the second justification that they tried to get you and I to go along with this is not just, hey, it's going to keep your food fresh. And that's why we got to monitor every single food item, not just retail item, every food item on the planet. They said, oh, man, if you do this, oh, you talk about convenience, but beyond your wildest dreams. I mean, just putting something in your shopping cart, warning you of a possible allergy problem with your family member. Oh, that's just the beginning of what a wonderful, incredible, convenient life would happen if you would just allow us to do this. One article says this. They give an example of here's the new shopping experience, folks, and they've already got these stores built. Here's some of them. It's called the Future Store in Germany. And by the way, again, on the video, you see the actual videos of the depictions of what our future shopping is going to be like, folks. I'm not making this up. Okay, but anyway, the person says this. I'm in a supermarket called the Extra Future Store in Rheinberg, Germany. I'm jonesing for a bit of Philadelphia cream cheese. I feed my request into the touchscreen console of my shopping cart, and up pops a map showing the optimal path to the dairy section. I steer over and grab a box, a regular name but far smarter than the average cream cheese, because this package carries a computer chip that talks back to the shelf under the box. Well, when I pick up the cheese, the sensors in the pad notify the store's database that the box has been removed, and I exchange the plain one for the one with herbs. Then I'm racked with indecision, so I snag the low-fat version. It turns out it's not really all that low-fat anyhow, so I just put it back down. Listen to this. My waffling of my decision, though, will produce a flurry of data back at the Kraft Food headquarters. The company which gets this information, in return for subsidizing the smart shelf and the microchips attached to the packages, will use the data to analyze my behavior. The marketing department will likely draw some kind of conclusion from my skittishness, a hint that maybe the term low-fatness is too Spartan a theme for a person like me anyway. Of course, they'll also have a serious insight into my personal shopping habits. Well, back in the aisles, antennas suspended from the ceiling track my position, and a server beams information about specials to my cart's console as I walk around. The prices on the 35,000 remote-controlled LCD labels flickering on the shelves rise or fall, listen, each night with inventory levels. You throw that 10-pack of juice box into the cart when there are two pallets in the back room, it can cost you $1.99. But if you show up after a Saturday afternoon rush and there's not a whole lot back in inventory, you'd be looking at $2.53, okay? After choosing a bottle of Pantene shampoo, oh, by the way, P&G will be interested to know that I opted for the smooth and soft variety after picking up a different bottle first. I then make my way to the DVD section. I pick up off the shelf the German dub version of There's Something About Mary. And I hold the RFID package up to a video kiosk, and the movie trailer starts. And I chuckle as Cameron Diaz answers the door, sporting a hairstyle product not sold in stores. They said this, as a rule, I loathe going to the supermarket, but this is actually fun. It's like a multimedia scavenger hunt. It's as though the store is reaching out to help me, to entertain me, and yes, take my money. A produce kiosk then is equipped with a Digicam. And it identifies stickers that are on fruits and vegetables based on size and color and shape. And then another kiosk regards a beverage and tells me all about it, and then tells me about possible other accompanying dishes that go along with it. And best of all, once the store becomes completely RFID saturated, quote, I'll be able to breeze out to my car without breaking stride, because a scanner will read the tags in my cart and automatically debit my bank account just like a shopping floor easy pass. Quote, I just hope the bag boy can keep up. Folks, you have to understand, this is not some, 50 years in the future, some technology that they're working on. It's already here. It's already being implemented. It's already in many stores around the world, okay? And again, you might be thinking, hey, man, whoever wrote that article is a total loony. I mean, there's no way that they're going to plan it down to monitor our shopping experience like that. Folks, I'm telling you, it's already being implemented, and it gets worse. And listen, it gets more invasive, just like with we saw with the retail industry. They don't plan on treating us like rats and monitoring us and monitoring behavior and in the store. They want this to go into the home, and they're going to monitor what we do in our home with our food.
Well, that thought will be right back here at the American Freedom Network.
Community Connections is proud to announce their 2010 Summer Baseball Camp, June 28th through July the 2nd, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sandstone Park, 3001 East Highway 119, Longmont. Ages 5 through 14 years old, boys and girls both welcome. For pre-registration or information, call 303-702-0588. Ask for Israel Victor, Camp Director. That's 303-702-0588. Community Connections 2010 Summer Baseball Camp. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and our last segment here. Go right ahead, Pastor.
Well, again, you need to understand, folks, just like with the retail industry, it's not going to stop just in the public arena. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be totally invasive throughout public, even into your own private home. Okay, remember, it's going to be the whole world that the Antichrist is going to buy and sell. And they want this RFID technology in not just every single retail item, but every single food item, and not just in the stores, folks. It's in the home. And again, we show you the actual promotional video clip showing this kind of technology being released upon you and I under the guise, again, of convenience, okay? And believe it or not, folks, they want to be able to market us and know everything, just like with retail products, what we are doing with food in our own house, okay? And we share with you the actual video from the corporation. It's called the Future Home, okay? And what they're planning on, and basically in a nutshell, you'll see it with your own eyes, folks, is they to RFID chip not just the food items, but your appliances, and how your refrigerator is now connected and can communicate to your computer with your other appliances, including all your food products that you have at home. They can communicate with each other. For instance, you could see the video, is that if you're getting low on milk, your refrigerator, your enhanced refrigerator, okay, can now tell you, hey, you're getting low on milk, or your milk is getting bad, or hey, you're about ready to run out of cheese, because the products also contain this technology. And then it can communicate to you or to your computer, maybe cell phone, give you an update, and create an automatic shopping list. But of course, it also sends that information to the store. Okay, and that's just the beginning, folks, of what this technology can do. Now, you might say, hey, that's kind of convenient, you know, especially as a guy. You know, I hate going shopping. You know, I'd love it if it automatically tell me what I need to buy in order. But again, folks, you're opening Pandora's box. But I'm telling you, folks, it gets more invasive than that. And remember, it ultimately is going to go to somebody else is going to dictate to you what you can buy and sell, including your food. Okay, one of the other technologies that they have is called the MSA, or the Mobile Shopping Assistant. Okay, this is from the corporations, folks, and it allows you to not only find items in the store when you're in the store, okay, but again, when even at your home, it allows you to plan your trip to the store, okay, and what it does is you could either at your home, you can enter in your own structured shopping list automatically while you're at home, or it could do it automatically for you, as you see on the videos with your appliances doing it for you, okay? So you can insert products in there manually, whatever, or have your appliances do it for you. But it also accelerates the checkout process, okay? And again, that's that, listen to this direct quote. This is freaky. It says, because the items have already been scanned, okay, they can stay in the shopping cart. And that's where we left off last time. The person just breezes right on out without breaking stride because everything's automatically scanned. Oh, by the way, man, I just keep taking rabbit trails. Sorry, Dr. Mati, but I was just talking to a person from Florida yesterday, and they just happened to run into some people who work for NCR, National Cash Register Registration, that company. And but they are putting in new registers in Walmart, and they struck up a conversation with them. This is just yesterday, and they clearly talked about within 5 years or so. I mean, and this is a direct quote from the people installing this equipment. They said this technology is going to put a lot of people out of business, okay, or a lot of people out of work, okay, and that's because when all this gets automated. Talk about convenient. You're never going to get stuck behind that person paying for the groceries in pennies, okay? Which also means you're not going to have that person to work out the checkout counter, which also means you really don't need as many people to control your stock because it's all automated. You just need a couple of people just to stick it out there. Folks, I'm telling you, this is going to revolutionize everything, okay? But now you have a personal shopping assistant, this MSA thing, but listen. It says you can, after all the items are already scanned in the shopping cart, listen, select the end shopping feature on the MSA, and you could, listen, pay cash, buy card, or, quote, a new thing they installed, by fingerprint. Direct quote in the company's literature, which is very interesting, folks, because for the first time, they not only have the ability to track everything that we can buy and sell on the planet, including food, but they're also at the same time combining it with financial technology using, listen, here's the point, a body part to make a payment. Do you get that? A body part to make a payment. Now, that's huge, folks, because, again, the text there in Revelation says it's not just going to buy and sell, okay, but you're not going to be able to buy and sell unless you have this mark on what? On a body part, either your right hand or your forehead. And this technology is already being combined that you could utilize biometric technology. And this example, of course, is a fingerprint, which, by the way, is on your hand. Hello. Okay. And then it also offers, listen to this, it's called the permanent companion. And so this means this thing can help you shop not just when you're at home, but even on the road, okay? And listen, here's another feature. It's the mobile shopping assistant can also act as a real body coach, okay, which helps consumers keep a healthy diet and lose weight or keep your weight or gain weight responsibly. It's called the Real Figure Coach, and it helps you keep an eye on your weight and calories. The device uses personal information to calculate your calorie balance and suggests recipes for suitable meals. The energy balance shows you at a glance whether you can eat a little more or you should start exercising. Or in other words, you ain't going to buy that product. Do you get it, folks? Under the guise of convenience, we're going to have a permanent companion along with us if they have their way. And wherever we go, not just in the public arena, but even at the home, even while we're on the road, this thing is going to dictate what we can buy and sell, whether or not that's got too many calories, whether or not you've gone over your caloric intake for the day, whether or not you better put that product back because that's going to ruin your exercise program. And you're thinking, well, but I just won't opt into that. No, you don't understand, folks. That's the danger. Once you get used to an outside authority dictating what you can and cannot buy under the guise of a crisis, i.e. a health crisis, they are going to ultimately dictate at all times, maybe it started out as voluntary, at all times what you can buy and sell. You say, well, how are they going to do that? Well, I don't know about you, but, folks, you put all this together with what recently has just passed with the health care bill. So now they're completely in charge of what we get to eat and drink. You don't think they're going to take that over? Folks, it's already happening. Listen to this article. It says you might lose your job if you smoke or eat junk food, okay? In an effort to what? Reduce health care costs, employers are beginning to scrutinize the lifestyle habits of their employees, even those, listen, that happen outside of business hours. It's commonplace for insurance companies to question clients about their smoking habits, weight, or other health issues. Again, we're getting used to an outside authority dictating what we do. However, a new trend has employers screening employees and new job applicants for these same factors. And the following factors could now put your job on the line. Quote, not just smoking, but blood pressure, blood glucose levels, body mass, and bag cholesterol levels. Another company plans to start charging employees $5 per paycheck if they found using tobacco or have abnormal levels.
Pastor, we're out of time. God bless. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thanks so very much.
Bye.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Jambalaya's reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoy our conversations with Pastor Billy Crone, because he does most of the talking, and I love to have him. He has things so well organized, and certainly we do carry his four DVD set on our FID, and we think it's important that you understand what they're up to. We have his 10 DVD set. It's part one, part two, on the final countdown. What you are seeing today is the fulfillment of ancient prophecies. It is the most amazing thing, as he simply takes the prophecies out of the Bible and points out what is going on today. Now, it's available in book form, but I think the DVD is the best way to get it. You may want to get the book as well, but they are available from Radio Liberty, and certainly the first five of the 10 talks are available in a DVD set called Countdown to Armageddon. And then, of course, there's a final DVD set on scientific creationism, and certainly the background behind this whole argument on intelligent design. And there is no way that certainly the life, human life, the development of the various species came about simply by chance. But it is all part of this conspiracy against God. It infiltrates our schools, the highest levels of our universities, and, of course, if anybody suggests that, well, maybe there is intelligent design, they're immediately attacked. And if you are in a university and you teach the truth, or you even question what everybody else says, they'll come after you. They will destroy you. They will destroy your career. You'll never get a promotion. You'll be ostracized. Why? Because you suggest, well, Maybe this didn't all happen by chance. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a conspiracy against God today. And what you would need to do is get Pastor Billy Crone's material. We carry it. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The DVD series on RFID. There are four DVDs in the set. You then, of course, get the final countdown series, part one, part part two or get both of them together, and the prices are very, very low. Certainly the DVD set on scientific creationism, part one, part two, there are 10 DVDs in all. You need to get the information, and if you want to get it in book form, Final Countdown is available. It's well done. All the prophecies are there. You need to know them so you can talk intelligently to people and warn them what is really going on today, because we talk about politics, we talk about culture, we talk about ideas, but behind all of this are spiritual forces. Well, let me just mention that the Conspiracy Conference is this weekend in Santa Clara. If you're considering coming, it's at the Santa Clara Marriott, and you can learn more about it by going on the Internet and dialing in conspiracycon.com. Conspiracycon.com. We're going to have a booth there, but a table, but we're not going to be speaking this year. Dr. Kaufman is a frequent guest on Radio Liberty. He'll be there. A lot of people from all of spectrums of who know something's wrong. Each one has their own idea. Most people do not understand the spiritual forces that are at work behind this so-called world conspiracy. And it is basically a conspiracy against God. Let me remind you about the October 17th all-day conference here in the Monterey Bay, the annual Radio Liberty Conference. We've got great speakers lined up. Certainly we've got a block of rooms. If you'd like more information, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to sign up for the conference, or if you want to, of course, get there.